The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on Sunday on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. His law firm specializes in community association and having special offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state, and give us a call right here in the studio toll-free, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. Because by joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, lots of them coming up even this week, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, why this is the most important legislative session in years for our condo associations in this state. Trust me, that is an accurate statement. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly, you can call Glazer & Sachs now. Glazer & Sachs at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE and the law firm's website. That's condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
Yeah, I was going to let you introduce the new name because it just happened, and you have a new name. What happened?
Yeah, I'm proud to say after a distinguished 23-year career, Richard Sachs has become a partner, and the firm's name is now Glazer & Sachs, PA. So congratulations to Richard Sachs. It's an honor and a pleasure to have him aboard.
And I understand that Richard is a litigator.
Yeah, that's right, Karen. More than two decades of fighting in the courtroom and lots of experience with construction litigation and things of that nature. So like I said, honor and a pleasure to bring Richard in, and same great work product going forward, just
a
different name.
Of course, of course. And if that wasn't enough, you were pretty busy over the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got to tell you, exhausted, actually. And I first want to thank the wonderful people in Cape Hayes, Florida. They invited me to actually teach a host of their officers and directors last week on a beautiful private island. If you've never been there, it's really something to see. It's a little just south of Sarasota. And went there with the family, and everybody really had a great time, lots of fun. But while I was there, I actually get a call asking me to come to Tallahassee to testify before some committees at the Florida House of Representatives regarding all the pending condo bills. So a good thing we had two cars, because my family winds up going back east to go home, and I get in the car and I drive north to Tallahassee.
Oh, I hate that drive.
Yeah, well, it is a far drive. And I wind up staying there for 3 nights in Tallahassee this week.
Well,
so it was nuts.
Very exciting. So how did it go?
Let's put it this way. And like I said, we discussed this in tomorrow's blog. This year is by far the most important year for condo legislation in a long, long time. And because of that Miami-Dade grand jury report, if you're a corrupt board member, if you're listening, let me put it this way, the Florida legislature is gunning for you. You are on the radar, the jig is up, and you are going down. That's what all the legislation is about this year. It's about going after corruption.
Yeah, you know, and I guess the new laws, I understand, are looking to make it a crime when a director prohibits anyone from getting access to records. You were on my show talking about this. And when a director or manager deliberately interferes with the election process.
Yeah, that's the basic intent here. In theory, you know, the new bill sounds great, but the problem is it goes kind of like from A to Z without thinking about what the current laws already require, and that was on the minds of at least some legislators as well. They also give the owners, at least in my opinion, some false hope that you think you're going to be able to walk into the police station and say, hey, arrest my director because he hasn't let me see the year-end financial report. That's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody knows police departments are not going to get involved in fights like that. You know, no one's going to just walk in and say, arrest my director, and it's going to happen. You know, that it's simply not going to be. So those kinks need to be worked out.
Yeah, so did you actually work them out and did they make sense?
Well, that's exactly what I try to do. I literally locked myself in a hotel room day after day and attempted to draft a ton of proposed fixes to the proposed legislation.
Gosh, Trump and needed you to work on the health care.
Yeah, should have been doing the health care bill, exactly. But we did the condo bill instead. And I then had the honor and privilege of meeting with Representative Diaz to present some fixes, and he certainly seemed very appreciative, very receptive. I also met with Representative Moraitis, who was on our show last week, and he, too, was really great to work with. And then I testified, actually, in front of two House committees in support of the bills. And you can actually watch these arguments by going to the Florida House of Representatives website. Very, very interesting. And you'll see just what's on the minds of the legislators this year.
So after the grand jury, I guess condo crime is really the big focus right now.
Yeah, crime is the focus. The grand jury report, I can tell you, in Tallahassee, it was the talk of the town. Mm. Listen, you know, it's a blemish on the face of the condo community and an embarrassment, really. And the thinking is, you know, we're going to go after the bad apples right now. You know, no more skating by under the radar. And certainly it's a good idea, but like I said, if you read the blog, I list some ideas to go after the bad guys with some teeth. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to do it, let's do it right. And the provisions I'm suggesting, I believe, actually strengthen the bill. It provides notice and an opportunity for the directors to be heard, right? You got to give people opportunity to be heard before you actually wind up putting away. And gives our arbitrators, and you know, I think this is long overdue, mm-hmm. the bill that I'm suggesting gives our arbitrators lots of power to assess attorneys' fees and costs against the individual directors, you know, the corrupt ones. It allows them to remove corrupt directors from the board. And it requires this, and this I think is pretty important, the bill that I'm suggesting actually requires the arbitrators to report criminal conduct to the state attorney's office where that condo is located. Mm-hmm. And you know, I really put a lot of time and effort into all this because you know, I want it to stick, and I don't want that bill to be subject to attack. But let's see how it goes. So there's going to be a lot of discussion on this in the next 2 weeks, that's for sure.
Well, I understand that one surprising part of the bill, though, was a provision to basically privatize the current arbitration system and allow for private arbitrators instead of using the ones already employed by the state. That's interesting.
Yeah, and it drove me nuts. Actually, the division...
You're an arbitrator, right?
Not an arbitrator, mediator.
Mediator,
but,
okay.
Yeah, but in under this bill, the division would no longer have to employ arbitrators. And these arbitrators who work for the state, they basically, quite frankly, make next to nothing to act like administrative law judges. And they hear all these cases. You know, it's, you heard me say it a million times on the show, Karen. A lot of times in the people that live in the condos, they want to go to court. They want to go to court because someone in the community is violating the documents. Well, you can't go to court. It's a requirement that you go to arbitration first. So there's only literally a handful of arbitrators that work for the state. And these arbitrators hear all these cases. Think about all the problems that condos have. And there's only a handful of arbitrators that hear all these cases. And the truth, they make literally next to nothing. Mm. And the filing fee is only $50 for your when you want to have your case heard. And why is it only $50? Again, because the arbitrators are charging almost nothing to hear your cases. And even though the grand jury report doesn't condemn these arbitrators. The Miami-Dade grand jury report doesn't say one negative word about the arbitrators. But all of a sudden, there's an attempt out there to allow private arbitrators to be hired, and no one can tell me why. And my argument was, you know, private arbitrators, they're not going to work for the wages that the current state arbitrators do.
No.
Not going to happen. And there's no doubt in my mind that if the measure passes, Joe Citizen better get ready to pay a lot more to have their arbitration case heard. You know, our current arbitrators are making like $26 an hour, and I can tell you, if it goes to a private arbitration system, you can bet there's going to be another zero at the end of that number.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so again, citizens better get ready to pay a lot more to have their arbitration cases heard. And unfortunately, when they can't, their cases aren't going to get heard. So I really testified on the arbitrator's behalf and urged the legislature to actually use them instead of firing them.
Pay them more.
Pay them, not only just pay them more, how about using them as the crime fighters?
Right.
Give them some ability to actually do something about all the things that
give
were found
some,
in the Miami-Dade grand jury report. Give them power. Don't fire them, because if you do, again, less people are going to be able to take on their associations because they're not going to be able to afford it. But let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. Lots to talk about, lots going on in Tallahassee. But if you have any questions about what is going on in Tallahassee or anything else in the condo or HOA world, just give us a call right here, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Did you ever wish you had a more efficient way to communicate with the members in your condo and HOA? Then you need Easy Apps to design an app for an iPhone or Android device that everyone in your community can share. Instantly increase awareness of community events in real time. Save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents. Collect monthly dues from members of the community by having them pay right from their phone. Communicate with your management company, post notices, and other important documents and more. There's no extra hardware or software to buy. Easy Apps takes care of everything and does all the work. If your association doesn't have an Easy App in your community, no doubt you're working too hard. Board members, take advantage of this amazing technology that lets you enjoy your community more without all the stress. Your owners will love it too. For a free app demo for your condo or HOA, call Easy Apps at 954-829-2273. 954-829-2273. Or visit the sponsors page on the Condo Craze website and click on the Cube ad for Easy Apps.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Welcome back, Condo Craze and HOAs. We are here again each Sunday at 11. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA, a law firm specializing in community association law, having offices, of course, in Fort Lauderdale and Orlando and Tampa. The number to call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. You want to go to the phones, or I have a couple questions for you.
Sure. Ask away, Karen.
All right. Well, first of all, is arbitration binding here in Florida for condos?
Okay, good question. Here's how arbitration works. The loser in an arbitration case has a right to file what's called for a trial de novo. So you wind up going through the whole arbitration process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the loser can say, okay, I want my day in court. And then you can actually take an appeal basically to a courthouse, and the whole case can get heard all over again, the difference being that the first opinion of the arbitrator can come in as evidence in the second case. So the truth is, I would say,
so it's important.
Most often, you know, the judge in the case is going to pretty much rely on what the arbitrator already did below.
And if you lose, then you're going to pay the arbitrator.
If you lose, you're paying the arbitrator, and then you're also paying the other side's attorney's fees for the for both the arbitration and the court proceedings. So if you appeal, you better win. If not, it's going to be very expensive paying your lawyer and the other side's lawyer.
Especially if they're going to privatize. I mean, is it like the prison system with the privatization of stuff? What's going on with that?
I can't tell you what's going on because it just simply doesn't make sense to
me,
because the grand jury report, exposed a lot of things, and attacked the investigators primarily that are working for the DBPR. Look, people call into our show all the time, and they're complaining, you know, that we hear for the last 8 years. We make complaints and nothing's happening. So the grand jury report attacks those investigators that are working for the state, and we'll get into that a little later in the show. But the grand jury report doesn't say a word about the arbitrators, and I can tell you they work their butts off.
Yeah.
They work so hard. And I don't get it why all of a sudden there's language in this bill to basically privatize a system where, again, the people in this state, the reason they have access to arbitration at $50
right.
is because the arbitrators work for $26 an hour.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, you privatize the system, the arbitrators are going to be working for hundreds of dollars an hour.
So, you know, with this grand jury report and the criminalization of being on a board if you don't give the documents. I mean,
right.
is that going to scare people? First of all, they're not paid to be on the board.
That's right.
And now the thought that you can go to jail and have a criminal record for not giving over documents, I mean, is that going to make it harder
up.
To get people on the board?
Let's put it this way. I think some of the Republicans who were sitting in these committees were saying, you know, here we go again, trying to make new laws. How about just trying to enforce the laws that we already have, number one? And there was some concern out there that you're going to scare people, again, who are volunteers, good people,
right.
from volunteering for the board because of this potential fear of actually getting arrested. But the flip side to that is if, you know, you're keeping your nose clean, if you're a good director, you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about.
But you can also, there's a problem if you know the step is not, it's got a problem and you don't fix it, you personally could be gone out.
Right, and you can personally get sued. And there was actually a lot of talk about that, at least on the civil side, there's still going to be immunity for directors. But here, you know, you got to worry that if your manager doesn't provide access to records or someone else on the board doesn't provide access to records, you may get dragged into some criminal proceedings. And that possibility is scaring some legislators from moving forward potentially with this because they don't want to see innocent people, you know, wind up going to prison because they failed to let the people see, you know, the accounting records.
Well, and on that vein, the election season is here, by the way.
It certainly is.
For both condos and HOAs.
For both condos and HOAs. And remember, everybody, if you do not get certified within 90 days of getting on the board or within 1 year of getting on the board, you are automatically off the board, and one way of getting certified, attend our popular Condo Craze board certification class. We've now certified over 12,000 Floridians.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of good news for community association managers. Our class was also approved by the DBPR to provide 2 2017 legal update credits and a human resource credit, again, for all community association managers that attend.
All right. Well, our next free class is March 29th.
That's this Wednesday.
Yes. Yes. That's it right here at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo Center. That's at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
Yeah, beautiful facilities, by the
it
way,
is.
For anyone who's never been there.
Okeechobee Boulevard.
Yeah. Really, really nice. So, again, we look forward to seeing everybody bright and early this Wednesday at the Palm Beach Convention Center. Then, what about 7 days after that, April 5th, we'll be at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Miami at the Hyatt Regency downtown.
Then April 20th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo, Tampa Convention Center.
And April 26th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Broward Convention Center.
Nice.
And then, again, like we mentioned 2 weeks ago, we are set up for our big event on May 7th. We're going to be doing our Condo Craze board cert class and our legal update class. And then we're going to do a live broadcast before a studio audience of our radio show.
We love it.
Yep, and this time it's a brand new location. We're going to be at the Miniachi Theater at Nova Southeastern University.
Beautiful.
In Davie. And I really can't wait to do it because, like I said, it's really like a Broadway theater in there. It's gorgeous. We're going to serve breakfast and lunch to everyone like always.
We're going to do Phantom.
All fun. Yeah, right, exactly. It's all fun and it's all free, and we get to meet our listeners in person. And I'll give it away right now. I can tell you, everybody, the big topic that we're going to be discussing that day at on the radio show live, and I want to get audience participation on this, is crime in our condos.
Okay.
Does it exist, or is it being overblown at the moment? What do you think? You know, certainly in Miami it's a big deal, but does everybody feel that way all over the state? And I'd certainly like to get your comments. Not only then, but let's do that today.
Yeah, I love
it. How's everybody
it.
Registered, Karen?
Oh, well, it's very easy. Every year the turnout seems to get bigger and bigger. Of course, I love doing the live show, and our show sponsors are there. So we really encourage you to register or become a show sponsor. So just go to the Condo Craze and HOA's website. That's condocrazeandhoas.com. It's all one word, no dots, except for the .com. And download the Condo Craze app on your iPhone or Android device. Click on the Register for our Seminars tab, and it'll take you right to it.
All right, we look forward to it again and seeing everybody this Wednesday. Let's take our first phone call of the day. How about Ted from Jupiter? How are you, Ted?
Very well, Attorney Eric Glazer. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. How can we help?
I live in an over 55 condo community, and they're proposing rental restrictions on new owners. And I'm concerned about that because we're going to grandfather in the existing owners, but being an over 55 community, a lot of people eventually like to put their units into a trust. So my concern is that if a present owner subsequently changes the record owner of legal title of their condo to a trust, do they then become a tenant of the trust and subject to our new six-month occupancy limit?
No, probably not. I would think that would be an extreme way of interpreting those provisions. And this case law out there that basically says placing your units into a trust is nothing more than an estate planning tool. So the association should, like, strictly enforce it against people who try to take advantage of things like that. I've been involved in crazy cases where associations have tried to prevent transfers of a unit to, like, transferring a life estate to somebody. And the association argued that, no, you had to get our approval to do that. And a circuit court judge said, no, don't be silly. It's simply an estate planning tool. We're not going to put condo unit owners through that type of rigmarole. Now, let me ask you a more important question. In regards to these rental restrictions, you want to make sure that the lessees that are going to be actually renting these units under any situation, at least one of them still is going to be required to be 55 or over, right?
No.
Oh, so how are you going to stay as a...
You can only live under 55, but you just can't live here.
You see how that scares me, because I think, quite frankly, a lot of 55 over communities are getting some bad advice. You know what makes you a 55 and over community? Not the ownership provisions. It is irrelevant. An 18-year-old can own a unit in a 55 and over community. The important question when it comes to a 55 and over community is occupancy. Mm-hmm. At least 80% of the units have to be occupied by someone age 55 and over. So if you're going to start now allowing units to be rented and there isn't at least one occupant who's 55 and over, you're going to lose your status as a 55 and over community, and your community is now going to be forced to accept children under the age of 18 from moving into your community. So be real careful. I don't know if you're getting legal advice, but you better do it before you prepare and vote on these amendments, because it's going to cost you guys big time if it's done wrong.
Thank you, Attorney Glazer. I appreciate you.
You got it. All right. How about, by the way, as long as we're on that topic, just might as well just tell everybody that is listening from 55 and over communities. So that's the first issue, right?
Right.
You've got to make sure that at least 80% of the units that are occupied by at least one person age 55 or older. Again, the important issue is occupancy, not ownership. Ownership doesn't mean a thing. Again, an 18-year-old can own it. And by the way, just because you get to the 80% mark, it does not mean, let's say you're at 90% and someone comes in and says, well, now I want to rent my unit to someone age 40. Because what's the difference? We're still going to be over the 80% mark, even
right.
If you allow me. That's not how it works either. The association can demand that all the units are occupied by somebody, at least one person, age 55 and over. That 80% number is simply a threshold to qualify as a 55 and over community. So don't let anybody tell you, you must let me rent to someone age 40, because we're still going to be over the 80% number. That doesn't count. And finally, the most important thing before we go to a break, the most important thing is every 2 years in a 55 and over community, the statute, federal law, requires that your 55 and over community take what's called reliable surveys.
Right.
What is a reliable survey? You've got to get proof that someone in that unit, at least one person in that unit, is age 55 or over. So you want to get a copy of a driver's license, a birth certificate, a passport, something showing that at least one person in that unit is age 55 and over. If you don't do it, and if you fail, and unfortunately,
and how often does that happen?
I've got to do it at least once every 2 years.
But I mean, how often do these communities fail and then they become not?
Unfortunately, I see it happen all too often.
Oh my
and there's
gosh.
Actually a case in the Southern District of Florida where an association failed to do this, and they lost in federal court, and that's it. They're no longer a 55 and over community.
So what happens to those people that are 55 and over that wanted to live in a 55 and over, and now they're not in
yeah,
one?
Yeah, too bad for them. Now,
oh my gosh.
Now they are forced to be living in a community that must accept children. And I don't see management companies doing enough of this work. If you're going to go into the business of managing 55 and over communities, you better make sure that you advise your client appropriately and tell them that every 2 years you have to take these reliable surveys. If you don't, I think, quite frankly, it's on the management company. Because, like I said, it's your expertise. That 55 and over community is hiring you for your expertise. The least you should do is tell them what they need to do to remain a 55 and over community. And if you're not sure, then ask the attorney for the association about it. Let's do this. Let's take a bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and, of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED-accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full-service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs, PA, for specializing in community association law. And the number to call to talk to Eric, get free advice, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. We have two calls there, so hold on for a moment. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events, like the one coming up May 7th. And we do them throughout the state, by the way. And you get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Of course, Eric has certified over 12,000 people. So your company's logo and website will be posted on the CondoCraze website and our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. So the exposure is huge. To find out more, just visit the show's website at condocraze@hoas.com. Before we go to the calls, just wanted to ask you, you know, as someone living in a 55 and over, I would be very upset if I'm paying a monthly maintenance fee and my condo board or the maintenance company failed to make sure that they had enough people that were 55 and over. I would be very upset that some sort of breach of contract happened.
That's right, and that can absolutely happen. It can happen in a community like Century Village that you obviously move into because you want to remain a 55 and over community. You want to live in a 55 and over community. That's what you chose to retire to, right? Well, guess what? Even if a community like that, if you fail to do your reliable surveys, that's it. You can lose the status of a 55 and over community. Now, there's other examples, by the way, where you think you're moving into a specific type of community, and it simply may not be the case. One example, of course, you move into a 55 and over community, and it loses its status as a 55 and over community. What about, obviously, the big topic right now?
Pet-free.
Pet-free, right? You're right. You want to move into a pet-free community, and the law has now completely gone bananas, gone berserko, and said, no, there's no such thing, basically, as a pet-free community, because your neighbor next door can have a emotional support
That's
pit
right.
bull.
Right.
So you might have saved up your whole life to retire to a certain community, a no-pet community, and now you are forced to live next door to a pit bull, right, because it's an emotional support pit bull.
They make it almost better to have your own home. You have more power in your own home than you do then.
I know a lot of people that are listening now said, Karen, you took the words right out of my mouth. Exactly. And that's why they won't live in a community association any longer. And now let's give you the worst example, okay. Right? The worst example is if you live in an HOA, there is a provision of the law called MRTA, the Marketable Record Title Act. And basically what that says is that all your governing documents, all your restrictions, they completely expire, all of them, if they're not re-recorded, if they're not preserved within the 30-year period.
Okay.
Okay. So now think you moved into a community, you're paying assessments every month, right, because you choose to live in a community where all the homes are look the same and everything's taken care of for you. And guess what? The documents expire. That's it. There's no rules in the community any longer.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's on their
Anarchy.
Own. Anarchy. Right. You know.
I thought it was 28. It's 30 years?
30 years, oh. Correct. And it's been happening, Kelly. As we approach, you know, a lot of the 30-year marks in a lot of communities, it happens more than you think it happens.
So what happens if it does expire? They have to get 100% of the people living now, in the community?
See, before the 30 years, the board can preserve it by board vote. After the 30-year period, now it's hard because you got to get a majority of the unit owners to actually resurrect the documents. So it's and you got to get government approval to do it.
Oh, God.
So it becomes much more complicated. So we can do a whole show on MRTA pretty easily. But yeah, there's a lot of different ways. You think you're moving into a community and that has a specific purpose, specific rules, specific regulations, and you may be wrong.
Oh, and they also can let in felons now, thanks to HUD.
thanks to HUD as well. Exactly. Good memory, Karen. Excellent. And how about we go to Ted in Jupiter? No, we went to Ted. How about we go to John in Dania Beach?
Hey, John.
Good morning, Eric. How are you today?
How are you, John?
Good. Hey, a couple of quick questions, and I tuned in just a little bit late to your show today.
Sure.
You're talking about legislation for condos.
Yep.
Is there any proposed legislation for HOAs?
Pretty much nothing. No.
No.
HOAs, and it's funny, I will tell you this. There was one member of the House of Representatives during one of the committees who said, wait a minute, why are we basically ignoring HOAs? That's just because HOAs are always basically ignored. And the arbitrators for the state, I can tell you, and I watched the argument, made an argument that they want their jurisdiction expanded to help HOAs as well. I mean, it's pretty naive to think that the Miami-Dade grand jury report that focuses on condos only applies technically to condos. We know that HOAs have the same type of fraud going on in their communities as well. So the arbitrators were arguing, hey, use us as crime fighters for HOAs as well. But I'm not convinced just yet that that's going to happen this year. I think this year it's going to be all about condos. If things work out pretty well, I think next year we start saying, okay, we attacked crime in condos. This year we attack crime in HOAs. I think that'll start happening next year.
Okay, great. Okay, and then going back quickly to the Smyrta, every 30 years, did you say that the docs must be recertified? How did that work again?
Yeah, basically they got to be re-recorded. They got to be preserved. And,
Right.
And it's happening a lot. There's a lot of screw-ups where communities are failing to re-record them. Not to get too technical, but the idea behind the act was that you want to be able to, when you're doing a title search, buying and selling homes, you want to be able to ignore documents that come up in your title search that are kind of old, outdated, really shouldn't have an effect anymore on title. So the law says, okay, a document that's over 30 years old, you can basically ignore. The problem is, or at least some argue, that that was never intended to apply to homeowner association documents.
Mm.
They are never intended to actually just disappear. The intent is that, you know, as long as the houses are there, that all these houses are going to be part of that community. Now, when you say that to people who don't like HOAs, they'll tell you, what are you talking about? I want mine to disappear. So don't assume that the statute shouldn't apply to HOA covenants, because if people wanted to preserve them, there's a way to do it, they would have done it. So obviously by allowing the 30 years deadline to expire, maybe these people in the community didn't want to preserve them. They wanted them to expire because they got sick and tired of living under these restrictions. I think the more honest answer, the more practical answer is when they expire, they typically expire because somebody missed the boat. Somebody blew the deadline.
Yeah.
I think most people want them to stay.
MRTA applies to HOAs and condos?
No. Good question, John. Excellent question. MRTA, again, don't want to get too technical during the show, but it does not apply to condominiums primarily, and just a very technical reason. Primarily, the reason why it doesn't apply in condominiums is because every time that you do a sale in a condominium, if you notice, it specifically mentions in the legal description of that property the original book and page number of where your restrictions are recorded, okay? So it's like every time the 30-year clock starts anew.
Mm-hmm.
When a home is sold in an HOA, however, because of the way HOAs work, the book and page number of the documents governing that community are never mentioned in any of the subsequent deeds. So you basically have them recorded 30 years ago, and they're never mentioned again, even when homes are sold in the community. But in a condo, they're mentioned in every single subsequent transaction. But because they're not mentioned in an HOA for 30 years, after 30 years they expire. But now you know why they don't expire in a condo, because they're always mentioned in every deed. Okay?
Gotcha. Great, great, Eric. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you, John.
Great,
you got
show
it.
As always.
Thank you. How about we do this? Let's take another break. I know the phones are, we got other people on the line taking your calls. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal, a team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Welcome back to the final moments. We've got about 15 minutes here of Condo Craze and HOAs on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs PA. It's a law firm specializing in community association law. And the number to call to talk to Eric is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Good calls today, by the way.
Very.
And remember, everybody, download our Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or for your Android device. The app really does a lot when you download it. We put a lot of thought into it. Touch of the button, you have instant access to all the Florida laws governing community associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops, and you get the Florida Administrative Code as well, and trust me, that will come in handy during the election season. You can listen to any past Condo Craze show instantly. Go directly to the show's website, see who our sponsors are, click on their websites. You can go to the website for Glazer and Sachs and find out more about the law firm. Instantly send us your questions and comments, even when we're live on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters. Register for our seminars. And, of course, read all our blog articles that we publish online every morning, every Monday morning. And, again, it's all in one Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android. Just download it and give it a shot. Tell us what you think. Right. How about we go to Bob in Margate? How are you, Bob?
Hello.
Bob,
how are you,
ahead.
Bob?
Yeah, how you doing, bud?
Okay, how can we help?
Listen, it's actually like a 2 to 3 part question. I have, as a matter of fact, our association, our 55 and older, it's the homeowners, they're in the process of taking their 2-year, you know.
Reliable survey?
Yeah. Now, across the street from me, I have a woman that does not live there anymore. She lives in Port St. Lucie with her daughter. She has her grandson and two other guys in there. And they're absolutely, they're slobs. They have dogs. The place looks terrible. And I'm wondering, when she signs that reliability thing, which doesn't really, you don't have to show up. They just send it to you. Okay? So you have to take their word through the mail. What happens when that woman signs her name to that document saying that she lives there and, you know, that she's 55 and older and stays there?
Okay, couple of things. I think the association does their job by taking the survey, number one. But number two, if the association knows for sure and for certain that that particular home is not occupied by somebody age 55 and over, and, you know, my firm has done this before, I can tell you that the association is one absolutely, unquestionably under an obligation to do something about it and to evict the people that are in there, you know, sue the owner, get the owner to put somebody 55 and over in there. If not, again, the association runs the risk of no longer remaining as a 55 and over community. So I don't know. Do you know that the association knows that the person that's in that unit is lying?
Well, we've told I'm actually going to go back on the board because I've been president at another homeowner association, and this association is just falling apart. I mean, I want to check on the 30-year, you're saying MRCA, M-E-A?
No, Marketable Record Title Act. It's affectionately known as MRTA.
Not MRSA.
Oh, MRTA.
Right, MRTA, right. MRTA. Okay. And if you search our blog, we wrote an intricate article about this, as a matter of fact. And you'll see a lot of people think, you know what? Thank God my documents expire. Who wants to live in this community anymore anyway? But some people take the opposite approach, that I can't believe my board let these documents expire. Is that negligence on behalf of the board? So, but in regards to your specific concern, if the board knows that the home across the street from you is not occupied by someone 55 and over, the board has an obligation to do something about it. Sitting back and watching it is not one to them.
Now, what is my recourse other than just, you know, keep complaining to them? Do I have any legal rights as a homeowner to, you know, to force them to do it or to force the management company?
You probably don't have a lawsuit against your association, but you know what? As a homeowner, you probably have the right. I'm sure you do have the right, actually. If you wanted to file a lawsuit against your neighbor across the street, yeah, forcing them to comply, and if you win, you get your fees and costs as well.
All
I'm not
right,
telling
now,
you to do that, but that's, you asked me what is your rights. You have the right, too, to force your neighbors to comply with the governing documents.
This is the other part of my question is, this is a widespread thing. I don't know if you know anything about this, but these people where, say, one senior citizen finally leaves the house, the daughter or the son said, you can live with us and we'll rent it out. Well, they do that. Now, not only are they not 55 if they don't rent to an over 55, but they're still getting their tax exemption
homestead,
even though they're not living there.
That's very true. Now, I will say this, though. You can live in a you don't lose your status as a 55 and over community if you, let's say, live in Canada for several months of the year, okay, and you go back to, you know, to your Canadian residence, or to, you know, the residence in the Northeast. As long as you have an intention to return to that property, that unit doesn't lose the 55 and over status. But if you're renting it out, of course it does, okay? And if you're living somewhere else and paying rent somewhere else, you know, with no intent to return, then yes, it does, okay?
He also has a reverse mortgage.
That again, the interesting or the important thing here, I should say, is occupancy. I don't care what kind of mortgage on it is on it. I don't care about anything else except who is actually living there. So thanks for the call, Bob. You know, interesting.
Thank you.
You got an interesting thing. He actually started the story by saying, you know, that there were slobs living in there. We had an interesting case in the office right now. It actually happened this week. Karen, remember we had, a hoarder, the gentleman from Hoarders, the star of the show
the
seminar. And we had a situation like that in a 55 and over community this week where, you know, if you saw the pictures, It is not to be believed what the home of a hoarder can look like. And I say it not to gloat. I say it because it's actually a terrible, terrible thing to see how another human being can actually live like that.
As you know, I have firsthand, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it is absolutely horrible. We have to file an emergency lawsuit this week. And I think the judge just basically took a look at the pictures and said, association, just go in there, do whatever in the world you have to do. This woman's daughter came in. She was able to live with her daughter. We got an order from the court allowing us to go in and basically remove everything from the home, basically, you know, strip it down, throw out all the garbage. But if you saw the pictures, they are literally not to be believed, you know, a human being can actually deteriorate this way, unfortunately, and live. You know, an average person, anybody would look at this and you'd be repulsed. But it's such a terrible psychological condition. You don't even realize it doesn't repulse you. And somehow it becomes the opposite. They get attracted literally to garbage, and they're afraid to throw out literally garbage.
So does that fall under the warranty of habitability about the people around them? Or how
there's provisions in everybody's governing documents that say you can't be a nuisance. You have to keep your unit clean and sanitary. What you do in your unit can cause damage to the other units and the common elements. And if you saw the infestation and maggots smell and stench, it's not to be believed. So, needless to say, we think the judge did the right thing, and it's becoming more and more of a problem in our communities as well. But we got to take our final break of the hour, taking your calls as we wrap up. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo, and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured, and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot.
No, not
need
forever.
Financing.
Last,
PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Correct.
Go to the website, PDPaintingInc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting. Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs, PA. And we're talking about the Elite Eight of March Madness. And Florida is still in there. They play a 220 against South Carolina. They barely beat 84-83 Wisconsin. It was huge.
With all the condo craziness this week, I haven't had 2 seconds to concentrate on who's left, but I did see the shot by the Gators that they hit with zero time left on the clock.
It was a thing of beauty.
That was amazing. I'm sure our Gator fans out there went absolutely nuts when that basket
fell. Yeah, North Carolina, Kentucky, that's another big game. That's tonight at 5:05. So.
Is Gonzaga left? They were the favorite. I know that.
I don't think so. I think they're out.
They're out? Really? Wow. Okay, so that's a big shocker. So Florida has a shot.
Yeah, they do, actually.
Gators do have a shot. All right, let's wrap up and talk about what we're going to talk about next week on our show. You know all the confusion that's been taking place.
I'm sorry,
over
Gonzaga looks like is in. They beat they are Xavier 83-59.
I got it.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I think they had one loss.
Yeah,
yeah, they had one
killed
loss
Xavier.
So they're probably still the favorite. But next week we'll talk about all the confusion that's gone on in the last year or two about the engineered life safety systems and whether or not they have to be installed, even if you opted out of the sprinkler system. And what about if your building is not 75 feet tall? Well, Representative Moraitis' bill that's now starting to move through the House and the Senate, it looks like that's going to pass, and that's going to clear up all that confusion. It's really a job well done by Representative Moraitis. He spoke about that a little bit on our show. And what else will we talk about? We'll talk about whether or not, like what you mentioned earlier, Karen, all this talk about jail, is it going to dissuade or persuade people from running for the board of directors? I don't know.
They
we'll
like
see what our
power.
Blog readers say about that. And we'll certainly talk more about that grand jury report that attacks the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. Is it warranted? There was actually an article in the Daily Business Review that agreed with me and said, no, it's not. That report goes a little too far and beats up on them a little too much. So there'll be lots to talk about next week. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. Karen, thank you very much. And we'll see everybody next week at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Have a great week, everybody. And don't forget to come Wednesday to the L&L Expo at the Palm Beach Convention Center. We look forward to seeing you there. Take care, everybody.